sin can never enter thee.
Let's bow
our head to pray.
Baba wa ati Olorun wa.
Our Father and our God.
Ati wa ni waju yin bayi Oluwa.
Here we are before you.
Jesus Christ e ba wa soro.
Jesus Christ peace.
Baba ni oruko Jesus e ba wa soro.
Father in Jesus
name. Awon kan to ye ka kiyesi ta o kiyesi.
What we ought to behold.
Ninu oro yin Oluwa eje ale kiyesi.
Your word help us to
be. E bori obe fun wa lati pa mo.
Give us the grace to keep them.
Ese wa mo ji oye.
That we sleep not.
Atokun ni atobirin lo
dun eye yi. Both male and female.
Ese wa mo ji oye.
On the path of righteousness let us not sleep.
Si aku baba mo ara siwaju wa maji oko ba wa.
Amen.
Olorun ran wa lowo.
Lord help us.
Loruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
In Jesus name our Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Akiwa wi pe aku abo si inu isin akoko ni osu kesan yi.
You are welcome to the first service in the new month.
Mo gbadura wi pe gbogbo ibukun Olorun ni yo je tiyin.
And I pray all the blessings of God will abound unto you.
Mo tun to so mo ni gbogbo ibukun Olorun ni yo je tiyin.
I repeat the blessings of God will abound unto you.
Awon si Bibeli wa sinu iwe owe.
We are opening our Bible to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 7.
Won ka fun wa lati ese ikefa.
I'm reading from
mi ni emi sa boju wo laarin ferese mi mo si ri ninu awon ope awon ni ya ope mo kiyesi ninu awon omokunrin kan ti oye ku fun o n koja lo ni gboro ni eti igun ile re o si lo si ona ile re ni wiriwiri imole ni asale ni oru dudu ati ni okoko
in the black and the dark night and behold there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, a subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and light in wait at every corner.
ọkùnrin tó rí mú.
So she caught him, it means he caught the man.
Ó fi ẹnu kò ní ẹnu.
And kissed him.
Ó sì fi ọ̀dájú wí fún pé.
And with an impudent face ọ̀rẹ́. To him.
Àlàáfíà ń bẹ lọ́wọ́ mi.
I have peace offering with me.
Lónìí ni mo ti san ẹ̀jẹ̀ mi.
This day I have paid my vow.
Nítorí náà ni mo ṣe jáde wá pàdé rẹ.
Therefore came I forth
to meet thee. Láti ṣe àbẹ̀rí ojú rẹ, èmi sì rí ọ.
Diligently to seek thy face and have found thee.
Èmi ti fi aṣọ títí ọlọ́nà ṣe àkètè mi.
I have decked my bed with coverings of
thefts. Ọlọ́nà bèbí àti aṣọ ọ̀gbọ̀ dáradára ti Íjíbítì.
With carved work of with fine linen of Egypt. Èmi
ti fi tùràrí olóòórùn dídùn ti mira. Alore àti kinomoni ṣe sí akété mi.
I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes and cinnamon.
Wá jẹ́ kí a gba ẹ̀kọ́ ìfẹ́ títí yóò fi di òwúrọ̀.
Come, let us make feel of love until the morning.
Jẹ́ kí a fi ìfẹ́ tu ara wa lára.
Let us solace ourselves with
nítorí
love.
Nítorí pé Baálé kò sí nílé.
For the good man is not at
home. Orí àjò ọ̀nà jíjìn.
He has gone a long journey.
Ó mú àsùnwọ̀n owó kan lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
He had taken a bag of money with him.
Yóò sì dé ní òṣù párànàmọ́jú.
And we come.
Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ dáradára ni ó fi mú fẹ́.
With a much fair speech she caused him to yield.
Èpọ́n ni èdè rẹ̀ ni ó fi sẹ́ ní apá.
With the flattering of her lips she forced him.
Ó ń sì tọ́ lọ lẹ́sẹ̀ kan náà.
He goeth after her straight away.
Bí màlúù sí ibi ìbùpa.
As an ox goeth to the slaughter.
Tàbí bí aṣiwèrè ti lọ sí ibi ọgbọ́n ìfàbàkọ́.
Or as a fool to the correction of the stocks.
Tí ọba fi gun ní ẹ̀dọ̀.
See a dart strike through his
liver. Bí ẹyẹ ti ń yára bọ́ sínú okùn.
As a bird hasted to the snare.
Tí kò sì mọ̀ pé fún ẹ̀mí òní.
And knoweth not that it is for his life.
Lórúkọ Jésù, ohun tí a ó ṣe tá a fi gbọ́ fà, a ò ní ṣe.
Whatever we do that we will be pierced, we will not do it.
Tí o àti ti lè fi ara kọ́ lónìí ni yóò gbiná sọnù.
Every dart of the darkness will be ward away.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí kókó ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí a ń gbọ́ ní àárọ̀ yìí.
Once more, the topic of the message for this morning
is. O ní fífi ẹ̀sẹ̀ ṣeré àti ewu rẹ̀.
Toying with sin and its danger.
Ẹ rí ibi tí mo kà fún wa yìí.
According to the text read unto you.
Kíkà rẹ̀ lásán ó tó fún ọlọ́gbọ́n ènìyàn.
Reading it enough is enough for the wise.
Ó ní obìnrin kan.
He says there was a woman.
Òun ló jáde.
She went out.
Ọmọkùnrin kan náà wọ́n ṣàpèjúwe ọmọkùnrin yìí gẹ́gẹ́ bí ó pè.
This man was also illustrated as a fool.
Wọ́n tó pe àpèjúwe rẹ̀ bí ẹni tí ò yé kù fún.
As an ignorant.
Kí nìdí rẹ̀ tí ó fi jẹ́ òpè?
Why is he a fool?
Kí nìdí rẹ̀ tí òye fi kú fún?
Why is he ignorant?
Nítorí wípé ó fi ẹ̀sẹ̀ ṣeré.
For because he toyed with sin.
Ó sì fi ẹ̀sẹ̀ ṣeré títí bí iná ẹ̀sẹ̀ fi jó.
He toyed with sin until he was embezzled
with
sin.
Títí tí ó fẹ́ ẹ̀sẹ̀ fi gun ní ẹ̀dọ̀.
In that the arrow of sin pierced his liver.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ṣé ẹ wà ń bí?
Are you here?
Wọ́n ní obìnrin kan ó pàdé rẹ̀.
A woman met him.
Wọ́n lóbìnrin kan pàdé rẹ̀.
It was said a woman met him.
Obìnrin tó pàdé rẹ̀ wọ́n ló wọṣọ panṣágà.
This woman that met him wear an cloth of an harlot.
Ìgbàsí ọsọ pé wọṣọ panṣágà.
When it is said she attire herself with an harlot.
Ó túmọ̀ sí wípé aṣọ panṣágà ń bẹ.
It means there are clothes worthy for the harlot.
Aṣọ àwọn oníṣekúṣe.
The clothing for the harlot.
Aṣọ àwọn aṣẹ́wó.
The clothing for the harlot.
Òun náà ni Bíbélì tó pè ní aṣọ àjèjì.
Is what the Bible refers to as
Ani,
a strange clothing. The clothes of an
harlot.
It also illustrates the woman as a subtle woman. She shouts a lot and she's so stubborn. She never stays at home. They went out and met each other. An implicator met a murderer. They met themselves. Speak with his eyes. Speak with their nose rings. Speak with their dress. Speak with everything. Listen. Verse
21.
Said with a much fierce speech she caused him to yield. I want the youth, male, female, dad and mom to listen. With a much fierce speech. With a much fierce speech. She caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him.
Ó fi ń bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Look at the time with which he spent speaking with him. His fierce speech. Not for just a minute. Not for 5 minutes or even ten. Not even 30. With which he make a fierce speech to cause him to yield. He says with the flattering of her lips she fought him. With the speaking eyes it caused him to yield. It was said this ignorant man went unto her as a bull going to the slaughter till the dust strike his liver. It was not said it strike his ham. When it is said that it strike his liver, it means he's dead. It means dead. Till a dart strike through his liver. In Jesus' name, what we bring death unto us will not do it. You and I will not go into it. The grace of the Lord will be enough. Once more, I'm speaking to you in toiling with sin and its danger. The text I'm about to use is what I have read unto you. There was an adage in Yoruba language that says, what you will not have to eat, you need not to smell it. It simply means, what you know you will not do, you must not toy with it. What you know you will not do, don't go closer to it. You will not toy with it. You will not let it be behind you. Ignorant to all this has implicated so many in faith, in that they do things they are not want to do. I'm speaking to you. As I have been told to tell you, we have prayed according grace given unto us by God. Diverse gatherings we had, and he favors us. As the Lord favor us in diverse ways, don't let us toy with sin. This is what I'm told to tell us. Many of us are toying with sin, but it does not know what it's doing. Do you understand? It doesn't know what it is. Some are carrying out some things and does not know the meaning of what. I saw some children when they speak out, as you are speaking to me, and you are hissing. He doesn't know the meaning of the hissing. But the hissing doesn't have no meaning before an elderly woman or man. Speaking to an elderly person and is, but he doesn't know it. It is meaningless unto him. It is disrespectful. It has numerous meanings. It means foolishness. So also so many things that we know that do that we does not know the meaning. And they are dangerous. It implicates. It makes man to go into what you desire not. You just find yourself in midst of it. It will be as if a snake that fell into the midst of soldier ants. No matter how great the snake is, if it should fall into the midst of soldier ants, they will kill it. They will kill it. Once they stick onto it, it will begin to bite itself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen to me.
Sin
is something that the Lord is not happy about. But sometimes, there are some sins that you do not quickly know. You can't go into it suddenly. It's just as if I'm here onto the roadside. Can I jump from here to the roadside? You could see it has the steps I will take before getting to the roadside. So there are some sins. You cannot go into it. It will come as a joke. It will come as if it is nothing. You have engaged in it. This is why this man is called a fool and an ignorant.
He's
an ignorant. He has no knowledge of what toiling with sin is. This is what he did until he was pierced in the liver. He did it until he was pierced in the liver. I pray everyone toiling with sin, the grace to forsake it will come into you. Listen. There are some sins that will not surface as sin unto you. In the beginning, it will not manifest as sin. It will only manifest as just a mere joke. As something that is not harmful. But as you continue in it, and it has become habitual, it will subsidize and turn to sin. It will turn around and become sin. These are the reasons. These are the reasons many children of God fall into things they don't know. They fall into things that are not worthy of. That is why the Bible is calling us to order. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Verse 22.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse
22.
Abstain from all appearance of evil. It is not evil alone you keep away from, but all words. Appearance of evil. Appearance of evil. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Abstain from it. All appearance of evil. Or did you not see it in your Bible? The Bible knows that there are some things will not appear as evil. It will not appear as that of sin. But when you understand, you will know that this thing I'm not supposed to be there. So therefore, to understand is why I'm speaking unto you. We are checking this topic in three dimensions. The first of topic that you might understand. Explanation on toying with sin. From this I will explain unto you and the example of toying with sin. The second subtopic, the dangers in toying with sin. In this second segment, I will tell you the danger in toying with sin. The third one. Example of those who toyed with sin. I pray the Lord will help you. Explanation on toying with sin. Explanation on toying with sin. Toying with sin can be explained as a coal of fire. Do you know what a coal of fire is? Coal of fire. As big as this, how does it look like? It's red in color. It's only one. And is found beside the stream. Playing beside the stream. Playing beside the stream. A coal of fire. Toying beside the stream. Let me ask you. Is this supposed to play around the stream? Tell me the reason why it must not toy around the stream. If it should fall into the river, it will quench out. And what will it be? Clap for Jesus. Immediately it will change from a coal of fire and become a charcoal. You take a coal of fire and throw it inside water. There will be no shouting, it will only make a heat. And the fire will quench. Tell me the fire in me will not quench. I only use that as an example. So also a child of God toying with sin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
When
a coal of fire playing around the stream, is there nowhere else to play in? Ask me. Is there nowhere else to play? Is there no far place that you can play other than beside the river? Suddenly it will fall into the river. So therefore, when it is said toying with sin, it's as if a Christian standing beside sin and toying with it, and you are told, and he said, does it mean? Firstly, example. A child of God that has believed, playing game. As I said it, some will laugh in their hearts. Does game mean sin? That is why I firstly told you. Sin will not manifest as a sin. Someone that wants to dupe you, when he comes closer to you, will he tell you I'm a duper? I want to dupe you. Will he tell you? How will he act? We act as if he wants to help you. But what does it want to do? He wants to dupe you. That is how sin is. Sin will not appear as a sin. Little by little. If this place should be perforated, and we should allow water to leak into when it begins to leak in every minute. Every minute, it means nothing. Leave it, you become a stream. as it drops and without solution, within a year you see there will be stream. All those rivers that go and check the source of those rivers. Look at this river. When it is filled up, you can see it will be high. It's as if it has no source. The source is a little. So there are some things that will start little by little. When it started little by little, it becomes expanding. I'm telling you. Even the card, the joker card. Let us play card. Some will use the ludos. It's not a sin. All those game, it has some quality. There is no how you can play it that you will not make jest. Immediately you go into it and start, I will beat you to death. All those slangs and languages.
So,
when it become habitual, when a child and a father is playing game, he would say, "I will win you, my father." True or false? Little by little, when it become habitual, they begin to bet. So or not? Hallelujah. Not on the day it started, not the beginning. When it goes on and on, it will turn. Some become strife. As it goes on. When a child of God sit among those playing games, what is he doing? Toying with sin. It's like a charcoal playing beside the river. Toying with sin.
Praise the Lord. And
Yoluwa.
Amen.
Another one is loving to play ball or watching the footballers. You know, I have told you. I have told you. What I will tell you. That is why I said, go, mark it, Proverbs chapter 7. The young man is ignorant and fool. It means he knows not the meaning of what he does. So also we that doesn't know what we are doing, we don't know the meaning of what we are doing. Even some male and female, They play ball. You only disturbing yourself. I have seen a boy that played ball until he was injured. Until he was injured on the knee. He played ball until the hollow of his thigh got injured. He has not even got to the local level, not to talk of state. He was in the street until he was injured.
Praise the Lord.
And Yoluwa. It means nothing.
Praise the Lord.
Is it not only playing ball? We are children of God, we must be sensible. They were playing, jumping here and there, hitting with the head. Somebody that wants to play ball into your own house, you won't allow him to play it into it. Even if you have to kick him alongside the ball, what will you do? What does that mean? Wickedness.
And
it's part of ball playing. Will I watch him and play into my net? Either if you want to push him away. All those things, there is no how you do it. It's either for you to put up your shoes and kick him and his leg will swell.
Praise the Lord. Oh, and you only escape it.
You cannot escape it.
Oh, banda ball.
If you play ball,
only escape
it. You can't escape it.
Huh?
That in so that it is toying with sin.
It's
so many people has gone into it ignorantly, watching balls, watching football match. In those days, either 40 years ago or 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, as ball was then, it's not how it is. I can boldly tell you, even the unclean spirit has penetrated into the ball. They are beating themselves up until death in watching football match. Listen to me, you mothers, you parents that take things to be nothing. Some will say, what kind of pastor? Will they not play ball? I have even seen a father. What is he called?
Àwọn station adábọ́ọ̀lù ti máa ṣe lọ́rà sínú ilé. Sister Time.
Go TV.
God bless you. Any. Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
Go TV.
The Go TVs. They shout, hey, hey, hey. Hey. And the child also will be shouting alongside. Hey, hey, he's coming. That is where the children know the footballers. It says it doesn't mean anything. He bought it and keep it at home. And it has become habitual to the children. That is where Naira bets. There is nothing that will lure the children in there. Once a children watch football match it will turn around and become Naira bet. Because they use the footballers for it. Once you know the footballers, isn't it? If you don't watch balls, you cannot go into it. The world is not stagnant. Devil has modernized things. In those days when we were young, It was pool. There are some elder brothers, they played pool until they are dead. They were working at Liberty. All the money they earn, when they died, the paper of the pool were as huge as this. They never built house. Now Satan has modernized it. That the pool is a long process. Now it's Naira bet. Even as we are sitting down, you can play it. You doesn't need to go there. When you have your phone, all your money will be wiped out easily. Even the Baba Jabu is on the set. It has logo and the code. That is why he said, I saw a man that is ignorant. I saw a man that is a fool. You will not be a fool. You will not be a fool. What I'm telling you, sit your child, sit your husband with love and speak to them. Toying with sin. You won't take it to be anything. And we bring you in what you will not be able to save yourself. He said, with his sweet word, it make it to succumb. With her fear talk, made him to bring. And made him to go with him as a bull going to the slaughter until he was pierced by the liver. Toying with sin. The devil is looking for someone to slay. You are to be careful of yourself. Don't say there is nothing the devil will do. If you are not careful enough, the devil will give you millions. If you are not careful, are you as wise as the devil? Before our forefathers, the devil has been. Listen. He knew the cunning way he used for Eve and Adam. How he did unto Adam, Reuben. How much more you and I. We need to be careful on what I'm talking about unto you. You must be careful. Another one is watching pornography. You young males and females that new set has been bought onto. Surely you must buy a set for your child. Another one is to call and to respond. There are some places when they go the WhatsApp. It means you must not be a fool. You must not pornograph. Watching pornography. When you start to watch pornography, there is nowhere it is not. You must know where you are heading to. You want to check something on Facebook. What you want to check, you must search. On the YouTube, what you want to check is you are to search for. The agents of devil goes in there. The cohorts of the devil go in there and place some things. Once you watch pornography, as you watch it, so it will be registered in your heart. It will be registered in your heart. It will be registered in your heart. Not once, but little by little you begin to think over it. Toying with sin. As time goes, it begins to disturb you. It will begin to fight within you. I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. Don't do it. I will do it. Don't do it. And you caused it. And speaking unto us, enjoying staying in the midst of people uttering nonsense words. Enjoying staying in the midst of people that love jet making. We go and sit among them and say, I want to rest a while. You are toying with sin. Can't you take your Bible and pray? Can't you sleep if you want to sleep? Begin to make jests. Once you are in their midst, you are toying with sin. Listen to the woman. Abominable words, you must be careful. Do you understand what I said? Toying with sin. All abominable words, don't stand and listen or speak among. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you from experience. Abominable words is a believer toying with sin. Another way is a woman, a lady having a male as a friend, having opposite sex as a friend, friendship of the opposite sex. I have seen some female
Pastor,
I don't like females. What do you mean? And you are a female. The women are too of gossip. They love to gossip. I love males. I know you have the lust in you. You have the lust in you. You are only dodging it away. There is evil in you. He doesn't want to manifest straight.
He's
trying to lure it. You are hiding it. Do you know this lady I'm in question is where she is performing rubbish? Satan is trying to lure you. Satan is luring you. You are a female, you said you don't want female as your friend. You said you have males as your friend. You are only toying with sin. You are toying with sin. You are toying with sin. Listen to what we are telling you. Toying with sin. Going to a female going to a male at home. Or even a male going to a female at home. Sister BC, I only come to visit you. Go into her room. How was your
topic
Sunday?
What
was the topic you heard? Going up and down. Do you enjoy the Bible study? It is devil that is luring them. Until she went to take her bag and come back. Toying with
him.
Until he was pierced. Your coal is playing beside the river. Are you here, you female?
Look here.
I will be. Look me here. Don't grow up like the Agri chicken and be powerful as the native chicken. And be powerful as the native chicken. Be so strong. Native chicken. Toying with sin. Toying with sin. There is no one of you that will not marry. Do you understand? Look at me over here. Don't look elsewhere. Look at me over here. Let me ask you a question. Do you think I will hinder you from getting married? What is my gain if I should hinder you from getting married? What is my gain? Does it add to my profit? When it is time to go into marriage, you go into it. But it's for you to marry the right person at the right time, at the right way. It's what I'm for.
Praise the Lord.
And Yoluwa. The way to go about it is what I'm explaining to you. Toying with sin. Don't go and visit a male. Don't go and visit a female as well. If you go in that way, you are trying to sin. Tell those that are not around that toying with sin. Calling a man every time now and then. Calling female every now and then.
Hello,
bro Ayo.
Hello,
bro Ayo.
Hello.
Hello.
Maybe WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp. Adding a toy, waving on WhatsApp. Every day, day by day. Why do you have to greet him now and then? You are toying with sin. Do you understand me? When you see somebody saying hi, 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 go. He's trying to sow a seed in your heart. He knew as long as he said hi, hi, hi for a whole year. Begin to say hi, 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 hi. The hi will change. It sounds funny. Some youth even think, do someone just fly into the state of most of you don't know I was as youth as you were. And we had experiences with the people we were youth all together. I have seen those we stood all together. That it was just a little sin that made them sleep. And we have those that we stood all together. I'm talking about toying with sin. There was a man that was he knew mathematics. And there was also a female and she wanted to do mathematics. So they teach each other. Then he would go to his house. They started in front of the house. They teach themselves. When I was a youth, everything I see, I would say. When I saw you, he said, bro, what is this you are doing? This is problem. Brokule has started. Little by little, they got into the
mathematics.
They got into the living room. It sounds funny, but it's not funny. You have to rub your head with your hands and you are laughing. Let what I'm telling you be meaningful unto you. They toyed with sin. That was how it. Listen. The lady disrupted his life. The lady destroyed the life of that brother up till today. The mark is on him all till
date.
I can tell you it's unhealed wound, even until today. Because the glory has been matched. Not even the life, but the glory. He never knew. He never had it in mind that they go into fornication. But in teaching ourselves mathematics, male and female, they started until graph
equation.
They began formula. I told you. Toying with sin and its danger. Toying with sin and its danger. Do you understand me? When you are obedient, the Lord will pave your way. The Lord has planned for your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Clinging unto each other.
Sister BC, hello. Oh, hello.
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 Because I knew you'd be having it in your heart. What kind of daddy is this? He don't allow us to shake ourselves. In my friend's church, they shake themselves. They hug themselves. What is all this? I don't think our pastor is socialized. I go out, but I never go out on the wrong side.
Praise the Lord.
Then you lua. Let me speak unto you.
Praise the Lord.
So it's toying with sin. Shaking a me. Hello, how are you? Those that does it. Something is happening to them within, but they won't tell you. You cannot know. You cannot know about it. I have once told you about the finger links. There are some fishes that has become criminals in the stream. They knew how to eat from the hook. Once the hook is thrown into the water, and there is a big worm, they knew how to eat it. They knew how to eat it. They will eat it little by little. When the fishermen see that the hook is dropping and jack the thread, the hook will cut the mouth of the fish and it will shiver in the water. But the finger links, they don't know the reason why they are running. They thought the he did not know the hook has pierced its mouth. The hook has injured it. That is why the finger links that the mother has worn. This thing that my mother warned me not to get to, is that are those not fishes? And they enjoy it and shake. And the mother has warned him, as I go, so you go. This automatic goodness, don't go nearer to eat. You will see something that is so big. Every meal you will eat, go to the bank of the river. Whatever you toil for will last long. Go to the bank of the river. Whatever you toil for, whatever you work for, but the meal you see automatically, it can eventually kill you. The mother has forewarned them. When you take them alongside, you go to the bank of the river and get them meals. But this so stubborn fish, fingerlings, there was a day he went away and saw the automatic meal. Do you know it? The automatic meal from the top is the fisherman that threw it down. Worm has been pierced into the hook and made it to be straight downwards. When the fingerling saw it, I said, yes. My mother is not socialized enough. My mother is not socialized enough. I will go and take this. Go in there and take it at once. He took it. He wanted to take everything at once. The fisherman has seen it. It never tore its mouth, but it hooked its neck. The fisherman has seen the sign. He drew it up. When it was hanging, it was shaking. My mother, please. The mother said, I have forewarned you. And it was drilled up and smashed it on the floor. The fisherman smashed it on the floor. There was blood. Blood gushed out. It ended up in the pot. I will not be a prey unto the devil. It toyed with sin. What did I say? I will always tell you. What did I say? Don't toy with sin. Do you hear me? If you go out and the man wants to shake you and you reject him, next time you won't try it. As you do it continually,
listen, hallelujah.
Do you understand me? A boy come and shake you. And we shake your hand. And we hold your hand. Don't let him do such. Immediately reject it. When he says hello, BC, you just bend your head. Fine, bros. Hallelujah. If you want to embrace him, you just keep away from him. Keep his hand away. There is no police that will arrest you, as you have taken away his hand from you. But when he embraced you and you laughed alongside, Have you ever seen where petrol and fire come together without anything? What do you know? Petrol and fire are not friends. This I'm telling you, don't let me repeat it. Let it be unknown to you. Toying with sin. Let me tell you. Some male, they never turned a father suddenly. He never planned it. He only find himself into it. Some female never go into pregnancy. A female that has been pregnant at the age of 18 doesn't want it. He toyed with sin. Every evening, we dress up. Every evening, what is wrong with you? What is it? Does that mean? Now we are only talking. That was how it
is.
You will get married, but in appropriate way. Don't call anyone. Let no one call you. Even if you see anything, come around and tell me. And even if you cannot tell me, tell the leaders, the female leaders. Mommy Samuel is there and Mommy Gideon is there. We have Mommy Jumi over there. Mommy Lola is there. We have the leaders, the female leaders there. Mommy Nathaniel also. You can go to them. This is what I saw. Toying with sin. Don't toy with sin. It makes man to fall into sin unknowingly.
Praise the Lord.
And Yoluwa. Unlawful relationship. Unlawful relationship. Unequal yoke. Unequal yoke. Unequal yoke. Having friendship with unbelievers. Let me ask from you, who is your closest friend? Show me your friend, and I will know whom you are. That is why most mothers are not hot enough, because we have the worldly friends. That some friends we have, they are ignorant. Who is your friend? Having an unbeliever or ignorant as friends. Unlawful friendship. It's toying with sin. Accepting immoral thoughts in your heart and enjoying it. The things that can cause it, I have explained. Evil thought that comes to your heart, and you let it lay its burden, and you accept it, and you begin to laugh in them, and you are enjoying it. What is it called? Toying with sin.
Praise the Lord.
May the Lord help you. May the Lord help you.
Playing with sin and its danger.
Toying with sin and its danger. Playing with sin. Which one do you do?
Hallelujah.
I have seen something and I told him, he never take a step. You diligently overeat. For the wedding you will do that is not 20 years, 30 years, not 40 years. Our prayer is for you to live together even greater than 70 years. Either you are 25 or 27. Then you spend 70 years all together. Look at me here. Somebody you will live together for 70 years. Will you do hurriedly? Will you carry it out hurriedly? It needs diligenceness. Someone you will marry, what you will do that will last long, you need to be diligent. Playing with sin. Playing with sin. So therefore, anything you see that has the appearance of evil, whatever you are doing that you know it will lead to something evil, stop it. This word I'm uttering, if I continue saying it and laughing, it will end up such a way. Cut it off. Someone once told me, I like the way you sit. I like the way you laugh. I like the way you are fair in complexion. Block is line. He wants to implicate you. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are laughing, smiling, he's planting something in you. There is no the powerful one if you are not careful. I move to the second subtopic. You will obtain the mercy. You will not fall. The danger in toying with sin. There are numerous dangers in toying with sin.
Genesis chapter 3
and verse
6.
Proverbs chapter 6. 27
to 35.
And also Proverbs chapter
7.
17 and 26 to 27.
Put
it down. From this text I will bring out its danger. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, when the woman saw that the tree was pleasing unto the eyes, and the tree that makes man to be, he took from its fruit and ate and gave unto the husband. This is the danger that ensued from our four parents. She toyed with sin. The fruit of the tree God has commanded, she was beside it. When she saw it, they were conversing, it was too much. When he saw the tree and it was pleasing unto her, I can tell you, what you will not do, let it not be beside you. If it is beside you, you will do it. Don't let it come beside you. When you know you will not do such a thing, just take your eyes off it. It makes evil to be pleasing unto one. Once you toy with sin unto an extent, you will not be able to save yourself from it. It will make it habitual. It will grab you. You will not be able to save yourself. Even the snake, if a meal should lure him into the midst of people, there is nothing he will save with which he will save itself. Amen. Playing with sin and its danger. When she saw that the tree was good, the conversation between she and the snake, and she looked at it again and again. Don't look at what is evil. Don't accept what is evil. Don't accept what is evil. I asked a male, how come you started smoking hemp and cigarettes? He said, it's my friends. Take a little. He said, when he took it, he wanted to die, but he was beaten on the head. You have not been so. The next day, he was given a little. It was not as that of yesterday. The third day, it repeated. That was how it became habitual. That's how it is. I asked a female child. I asked a damsel. How come you become an harlot? And she explained. The mother is dead. The stepmother misused her and she jumped out into the street. She explained.
àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ̀ bí wọ́n ti sọ fún pé kò lè máa rí bá
lọ. The friend that lured her into this said,
tó wá di bára fún
mi. It won't be, it won't be like
grade A.
And she had grade A in it.
50 ẹsẹ̀ sírí.
Toying with sin.
Ewu tó ń bẹ̀ ńbẹ̀.
That's the danger.
Kíní yẹn wá wù.
And it has become.
Wá jẹ́ pé kò sí ọjọ́ kan kò lè dúró.
There is no day she can do without a man.
Ó wá wọnú ẹ̀ tó ṣe wípé Ọlọ́run ló mọ bí ọmọbìnrin yẹn ó wà báyìí.
It's only God that knows where she would have ended up.
Ewu.
Danger.
Ewu.
The danger.
Ewu.
The danger.
Ó wá máa ń mú kí iye èèyàn ra.
It craps one's understanding.
Àbàtú pé tí ò dá owó yàn.
Asides being.
Èèyàn ò ní lè dúra.
You will not be able to save yourself.
Yóò báyàn mú.
It will hijack you. And it scrap your understanding.
Bí ìyàn bá ti lè fi ẹsẹ̀ àwọn nǹkan tí ò dá ṣeré, iye
yóò rà. Once you toy with evil things.
Iye yóò rà sáwọn nǹkan.
Your understanding will toy. Tí
èèyàn ò ní mọ̀. Kí ni ẹwo bí mo ti bá wa sọ̀rọ̀? Ẹwo bá ti ka Bíbélì. Ẹwo bẹ́ẹ̀ lómi ti
kálà. As I'm speaking to you and reading the Bible and having dreams.
Ẹsẹ̀ tẹ́lòmí fi ń ṣeré ni òjì ó mọ ìtumọ̀ àláti ńlá.
Because of toying with sin made you not understand your dreams.
Kì í ṣe pé ayé kan ń jọwọ́ bò. Ẹsẹ̀ tó fi ń ṣeré ló
tí ó lábàá. It is not the world.
Tó jí tó gbàgbé.
But the sin made him to dream and forgot.
Ó fi ẹsẹ̀ tó fi ń ṣeré ni.
It's the sin you toyed with.
Tó o bá fi ẹsẹ̀ ṣeré wà lálàá wa jí ó mọ̀.
If you have not toyed with sin you will dream and understand.
Ìtumọ̀ ni ó tún wá sínú ọkàn.
Even the meaning will come to your heart.
Torí pé ìwọ tó lálàá gangan ló lè mọ ìtumọ̀.
For you that dreamt, will able to understand your dream. But once you start toying with sin, the sin will scrap your understanding. It will make you to leak spiritually. The sin will make you hot nor cold. The sin will make the power of prayer to diminish in you. When you are praying, you begin to act flexibly. Pray in Jesus' name.
MLB machine tó ṣe wípé kíní plọ́gì rẹ̀ tí plọ́gì rẹ̀ ti bàjẹ́.
Do you know how machine that
you start and start
and start and start and start and start
and start and start.
So is the life of someone toying with sin. Even the more you whine it, it will not respond. When you are toying with sin, it will make you hot nor cold in spirit. It will make you.
Kò ní kéèyàn ó lè pafẹ́ nínú àdúrà.
You will not be perfect in prayer.
Ìjẹ́ kéèyàn ó lè ní agbára àdúrà dáadáa.
You will have no power of prayer in you.
Ó máa ń paná ìtara fún sí Ọlọ́run.
It quench the fire of the zeal of God.
Èmi ò ní lè ní tara.
You will not be zealous enough. Even if you want to work for God, you won't be zealous enough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He
paves one life for unclean spirits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It makes the evil one to have chance in one's life. I'm telling you the dangers. It causes the wrath of God on man. The reason is that when you toy with sin, you go into it. When you go into it, and it will lead to the chastisement of God. If there is anyone facing the wrath of God, the Lord will bring it to an end.
Listen.
Look at me over here.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹyin Olúwa.
Ìwọ ni ò gbọdọ̀ mú ọkùnrin kí láì jẹ́ pé ó ṣe ìgbéyàwó báyìí wọ́n sọyún pọ̀.
It is a taboo to know a man without being
fún ọkùnrin kankan.
Without
your man. Until
you get married.
Mi ò gbọ́. Tí wọ́n bá so ní pọ̀. Sùúrì tí ọkùnrin bá ti lè rí ìhòhò rẹ̀ bí ìgbà tí èèyàn fi rẹ̀ ẹ̀sẹ̀ sí ni.
If a man has seen your nakedness, it's as if you molest yourself.
Èèyàn ò ní jọ lójúmọ́, kò ní pààyàn lè mọ́. Ṣé tí wọ́n sọ yìí ọ?
Do you understand?
Àti wípé bí ìgbà tó rí àwọn tó bí ẹfin tó rẹ ẹlẹ́dàá àwọn jẹ ni.
As if you cheat your parents.
Tó rán ló bí ọ.
For they give back to you.
Alóbù ẹ. Ẹni tí yóò bá fi ọ gbọdọ̀ kó ti ẹ̀ tó lè fọwọ́ kẹ̀ léjì ká.
Whosoever that want to marry you, before touching your shoulder, don't touch me.
Àwọn èèyàn kan ló bí mi o.
I have my parents.
Come to my parents. Bring your parents as well. You diligent. This is how we are going about it. Until it will be concluded that you stay as husband and wife till death do you part.
Praise the Lord.
And Yoluwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Adam and Eve.
You can see Adam and Eve. When Eve was playing with the snake, that was where she was pleasing with the fruit and earth and gave to the husband. That was why the Lord was angry with them. These are the dangers in it. It makes man not to know the secrets of the Lord's mystery. It makes man not to know the will of God. It makes man an ignorant. In short, toying with sin, it turns man to become an SS in spirit. What did I say? Even the carnal SS is better. If you toy with sin, you become a spiritual SS. Spiritual SS. It turns you spiritual SS. Even if they are praying, even if they are fasting, like the 21 prayer that both day and night eating and drinking, when it comes in the evening begin to shout hallelujah. Yes, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, after the revival, in the evening we eat another. Even if I have not taken it, I will take this. May the Lord help you. Let me give you an example before you stand. Example of those that toyed with sin. Another one, the first one. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Another example is Reuben. He went into his father's concubine. They were playing. They were playing. It doesn't mean. Yeah, this pastor has started. Everything is what they count to be. What made him? The father caused him. What you will do that will make you not to grow, you not do it. In Genesis chapter 35 and verse 22. Genesis 35 and verse 22. The third person is Ammon and Tamar. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, from verse 1 to
29,
Ammon the son of David. Tamar also is daughter of David. Ammon is a male child and Tamar is a female, but their mothers are separate, but they are of the same father. They play games all together. Ammon will put on sports pants without singlets. Tamar also will tie a wrapper to the chest. You children, you are grown up than this. Yeah, it's my brother. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's my brother. He can put on simi. Go to the room of his brother. You these children. What is wrong with you? He's my elder brother. Or don't you understand? You that do the same thing, signifying raising up your hands. It's my brother, it's my elder brother. It doesn't mean anything. Go and check it. Ammon began sick of lust. As they played together, they were toying with sin. The arrow has pierced his liver. That was why he acted fornication with his sister, and it made him to die. The elder brother of the girl killed him. What about Judas? Do you think he suddenly got into it? He toyed with sin. When he was chosen as the treasurer, he's the treasurer. You must know where you must know your weakness. My Lord, please don't choose me as the treasurer. Let me be a prayer leader. But it says, Lord, I will be the treasurer. So that he will use the money. He's covetous. And he still be the treasurer. That was where the devil worked it out. On the day Jesus emptied the purse, he emptied the purse and gave to the lack. Then Judas needed money. He told the master, don't let us misuse this money. This is how we must do it. This oil that is being wasted on you, you should have let us sell it out. Leave it like that. Then he thought within himself, what is it I can sell? Then the devil told him, your master is the sales involved. Even if you put your master on sale, any amount they will buy him. He went to those looking for Jesus. I will give you so amount. And he collected it. He toyed with sin unto that extent. If you know you want to fast, don't go into the kitchen. Don't go to the kitchen. Don't go to the kitchen. Even don't feed the baby. You are in dry fasting and you go into the kitchen. And you begin to ask, what are you cooking? You are toying with sin. This is where I will hang it. What is it you are doing? That you are saying it doesn't matter. Ha, me, Jesus Christ. Ha, me. Ha, me. Ha, me. Ha, me, Jesus. Ha, me, Jesus Christ. Let's stand to our feet. What we are to say is that, Lord, give me the grace. The grace to be careful in my ways, in my utterance. Release unto me. Pray. Oh Lord. The grace to be careful, O Lord, deliver unto me. Give me the grace to be careful. Help me, O Lord. Give grace unto me. Help me to be careful. O Lord, help me. Give me the grace to be careful in everything. O Lord, help me. O Lord, give me your grace. Help me to be careful. In Jesus' name, our Lord. Tell the Lord, God, help me, O Lord, not to play with sin anymore. Say that prayer. Jesus, our Lord, pray. Tell God, Lord, every danger I have fallen into in my toying with sin, Lord, by your mercy, save me. The dangers I have put myself into in my toying with sin, in the danger I have fallen into, in my toying with sin, Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me.
Oh Lord, save me.
Lord, save me. In the shackles I have fallen into, in my toying with sin. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. In your bounty mercy, Lord, save me. In the shackles I have fallen into, in my toying with sin. Oh Lord, save me.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwawa.
In Jesus' name, our Lord.
Oruko Jesu. Ohun ta wi ni ji Oluwa. Baba loruko Jesu Oluwa ese be. Ori ofe teyan bi ki esara teyan bi fese si. Loruko Jesu e yonde fun. E ma je aya ope. E ma je ka sira wa. E ran wa lowo lati ma fi ese sire. Gbogbo eni to ti ko sinu panpe sinu okun sinu ewon loruko Jesu ninu opolopo anu re Oluwa ejo won jade ogo ni foruko yin tori pe ti se ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa.